Lesson 6. 2. Read. Read the story and get a good title.
Xinjiang is unlike any other place in China. It is larger and farther west than any other province or region in the country. Although home to huge deserts, it gets water from more than 18,000 glaciers and many rivers and lakes. More than half of the people living there are Uyghurs, who have a different way of life from other Chinese groups. Its capital is Urumqi, which not so long ago was an important oasis on the Silk Road. Nearly half of this famous road is in Xinjiang. For thousands of years, Chinese traders in silk, metals, bamboo, medicines, and farm tools have traveled to India and Persia. Traders from many other lands bought grapes, spices, nuts, vegetables, horses, camels, and even elephants into China. Their trips often lasted several months or more. Along the way, they met and talked to strange people. They hoped to share news of good business. Sometimes these traders found treasures or made great fortunes. Today, Urumqi is a place of great change. Most business is done by road or by rail. Sheep, goats, cotton, and wheat are transported to markets in the east. So are many fruits, such as melons, apples, grapes, and pears. Xinjiang is rich in oil and metals. Luckily, for tourists and the people who live there, Xinjiang has kept most of its beautiful things. The days of caravans, however, have gone. Still, a ride through the countryside will leave a good feeling on all who see it.